Hello.
Michael?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a
No.
newspaper?
No.
All right, thank you so much. Just let me go ahead and thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. You are somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Not at all likely to vote. Or you're not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thanks a lot. With which political party are you registered? It is the Republican or the or Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party, or there is another political party?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Thanks a lot. What is your main racial background?
I guess you would say white, Caucasian.
All right, thanks a lot. And what is your age?
77.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
77.
All right, thanks a lot. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
I'm sorry, did you say in the city of Miami?
Yeah, would you say that the things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Well, if you're talking about economically, they're going in the right direction. If you're talking about politically, they're off on the wrong track. So I don't know what to answer.
In a general way, you could say that it's on the right direction or the wrong track.
Can I abstain from that question?
I'm sorry?
Can I abstain from that question? You have
Yes,
it?
sir.
Okay, then let me abstain.
All right. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. For example, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, affordable housing. What of these would you say that the local elected officials should focus?
Wow, they're all important, but I'm going to say flooding, level rise.
All right, thanks a lot. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. For example, Keon Hardeman, you could say that is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
No opinion.
Thanks a lot. What about Damian Pardo? You could say it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
No opinion.
Thanks a lot. What about Francis Suarez? You could say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thanks a lot. And what about Manolo Reyes? You could say he's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
No opinion.
Thanks a lot. Then Daniela Levin Cava, you could say it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very, all right. Thanks a lot. What about Miguel Gabela?
No opinion.
Thank you so much. What about Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat favorable.
Thanks a lot. What about Christine King?
No opinion.
Thanks a lot. What about Eileen Higgins?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thanks a lot. What about Joe Carrojo?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you so much. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
All right, thanks a lot. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
All right, thanks a lot. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the pilot reads, allows the adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to the Florida law, doesn't change or immunize violation of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Yes, oh, all right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Probably. All right. Thanks a lot. And let me tell you that we have completed 56% of this survey, and I thank you so much for your time. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment doesn't change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Yes, in favor. All right. Thanks a lot. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you a lot. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term
right. from... All right, sir, you repeat that.
Yeah. Oh. All right, not a problem. There may be also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive building and require at no cost to city, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront in pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or of this referendum or vote no?
Yes.
And would you say you're definitely going to vote yes in favor or probably no? Or probably yes, I'm sorry.
Probably.
All right, thank you a lot. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you are approve or disapprove of each. For example, creating a new public waterfront in pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. You could say strongly approve this, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve.
Yes.
All right, thanks a lot. And allowing of office space to be included, you could say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thanks a lot. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thanks a lot. And reducing the overall amount of development, you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Completely absurd.
I'm sorry?
No idea.
All right, thanks a lot. Now, you will be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this?
Yes.
And you could say that you are definitely voting yes or probably voting yes?
Probably.
All right, thanks a lot. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you heard?
Well, I like the idea of having the promenade expanded. And I also like the idea of bells.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
Yes, I like the idea of having the promenade expanded and the idea of the hotels on the island.
All right, so what's on Harbor? And the other proposals are for the legalization of abortion and the legalization of marijuana. What of those you could say you like the most?
Well, the thing I like about the legalization of abortion, that it legalizes abortion and it protects the rights of women and their physicians to choose.
All right, thank you a lot.
So, the thing I like most about the legalization of marijuana is that it legalizes marijuana and saves tax dollars in the sense of litigations and incarcerations.
All right. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
What I just heard being what? Everything you said?
One of those things you dislike the most? Or if you don't dislike anything, it is valid, you can tell me.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about what the effect will be of limiting private shops on Watson Island. That's not a dislike, an uncertainty.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. So, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
More likely.
You could say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right, thank you a lot. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
You're asking me what about the presidential election?
Regardless of how you feel, you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Or did you vote for someone else, or you didn't vote for a president?
Joe Biden.
All right, thank you so much. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about or about right? If you want, let me repeat the question. You think that Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me let me tell you that we have completed a 90% of the survey. I thank you again so much for your time. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal. Well, liberal to moderate.
You could say that you are very liberal, liberal, or somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal.
So, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
PhD.
I'm sorry?
Doctor of Philosophy. PhD.
You are a completed high school graduate, or you've been in college?
I've been in college.
And this was for 4-year degrees, or it was for 2-year?
Well, 4-year. Beyond 4-year.
Oh, all right. Thanks so much. All right. So let me tell you that we have completed the 100% of this survey. I thank you so much for your help, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Hope you do too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.